Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Artificial intelligence, or AI, is one of the most transformational forces that's shaping our future, our world, our democracies, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the ministerial conference of the Third Summit for Democracy in South Korea.
We have a profound stake in ensuring that democracies can lead the world in AI innovation, so that we can in turn lead the world in setting the norms, the standards, the rules by which artificial intelligence is used. That's the most effective way and the necessary way to make sure that we're reaping the technology's extraordinary opportunities, but also protecting people from harm.
We know that AI has tremendous power to drive development that directly improves people's lives. But AI is also a critical arena in which democracy is being challenged, cautioned Secretary Blinken.
So while we seek to harness the power of AI and other digital technologies for good, some governments are abusing those same technologies to do just the opposite. They're using AI tools like facial recognition and bots to surveil their own citizens, harass journalists, human rights defenders, and political dissidents, spread mis- and disinformation that undermines free and fair elections, or sets one segment of our societies against another.
The United States is determined to shape the terms of our technological future in a way that's inclusive, rights-respecting, that sustains democratic values and democratic institutions, declared Secretary Blinken.
We've made historic investments in our technological capabilities and those of our democratic partners. At the same time, we're pairing those investments with efforts to lead on the governance of artificial intelligence. Those include an executive order strengthening AI safety and security, privacy protections, and equity and civil rights while promoting innovation.
If we can harness all of the extraordinary potential, said Secretary Blinken, all the extraordinary good in AI while mitigating the downsides, we will advance progress for people in all of our countries and around the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.